the Twin Cities Pride Festival and the Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade are annual events celebrating diversity, freedom of expression, and honoring the legacy of those that spoke and marched for future generations.
My name is Stuart Van Cleve, and I'm a local historian currently writing a book called Greetings from Minnesota, Land of 10,000 Loves, and I am also the historian for the Twin Cities Pride Committee. Twin Cities Pride really got its start because of a man named Jack Baker, who's well known for being one of the first two people who sued for a marriage license in the entire nation. He and his boyfriend, Michael McConnell, sued in 1970 to get married at the Minneapolis City Hall. And the news of that spread across the country. And Chicago, which had its own Pride Festival in 1970, immediately after the Stonewall Riots, invited him to come and be their grand marshal. And all of the local activists were kind of embarrassed that Chicago stole our thunder and that we couldn't even honor our own people here in Minnesota. So they got together at a place called Gay House, which was this kind of hippie crash pad on Ridgewood Avenue. It was one of the very first organizations of its kind in the whole state. So it was Gene Treader, Carrie Woodward, Michael McConnell, Robert Half Hill, and a couple of other folks who got together and basically started discussing hosting a Pride Festival. And that was in the early months of 1972.
I'm Ann Phibbs, and I direct the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Ally Programs Office here at the University of Minnesota. And I've been here for the last 5.5 years. You've gone over and over and over again, and I have. It can be tempting to kind of see it as just almost one more queer event. But it's important to remember that everybody has their very first time when they're walking into a space surrounded by a community that most of the time is invisible and stigmatized and marginalized.
The first Twin Cities Pride was a group of 50 committed to activism and human rights.
So they all gathered for a picnic in Loring Park, and half of them, who were the brave souls of the group, decided to go on a march down the Nicollet Mall. And the other half stayed in the park to ensure if the other group got arrested that they would have the bail money ready so they could go and bail them out. There was no literature, there was no publications at that point, no pride guides, because they were afraid that it would be considered pornography and they would be arrested. It wasn't until several years later that people really started understanding what gay pride meant. Because by then, you know, you had Anita Bryant, you had these kind of figures who were spreading this vitriol, and finally people started understanding what gay pride meant.
The 2011 Grand Marshal of the Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade is Ann Phibbs.
We have a pretty amazing GLBTA queer infrastructure in the Twin Cities. And so I know that we have a lot of amazing community leaders. So I felt very honored that I was chosen as someone to be the Grand Marshal.
I think one of the most significant figures in Twin Cities Pride history is Ashley Rooks, who was a transgender woman. She had a lot of experience at the Aquatennial organizing their parade. In 1992, she went to the Twin Cities Pride, saw the parade, and was horrified at how disorganized it was. What didn't really look like it reflected the community. A lot of white gay men, a lot of white drag queens, that was about it. So then 1993 rolls around, and she sends this letter that's called Stuff About Your Parade, and it basically just completely critiqued everything about the parade. She hated it. It was all wrong. And so she decided that she was the only person who could fix this. And the theme of 1993 was a family of pride. The idea was is that you were going to get the whole family together, all the different groups, and have them all have a voice and be represented. Basically, every group that was in Minnesota was in that parade. And she had this penchant for wearing like militaristic clothing. And so she was just this total presence. She would command and they would follow. Her era was probably the best in terms of parades.
And this woman walks up with this young person and says, this is my daughter and she's taking me to Pride for the first time. That's why we have Pride, so that people can bring their parents and their loved ones, so people who aren't yet ready to come out or just trying to figure things out, or people who want to be an ally can walk into this space and see this completely transformed park and realize, wow, there's this huge, diverse, complex, noisy, wild, crazy community out there that I can be part of.
Today, Twin Cities Pride is still held in Loring Park in Minneapolis every June, and welcomes over 400,000 people. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.